Proclamation number 8605 of 3rd of September, 1963. The principle of divine order is love. You must move completely in divine order, then you are again perfect as in the beginning of your being. As long as you still stand outside of this divine order, you are defective and cannot join God, who himself is highest perfection, from whom the law of eternal order starts. Everything what does not move in this law will be defective. It will turn into the opposite. It will step out of the state of perfection and therefore also be unhappy. But it remains, because everything that has come forth out of God is imperishable. But what contradicts this eternal law? Only unkindness, for the principle of divine order is love. If the being of love departs, then its nature is reversed. Then all qualities come to light which contradict the once divine being and shape it into a distorted image of God, which now also loses all qualities inherent in a divine creature. Then the being becomes similar to him who first opposed the law of divine order, who became the antithesis of God, who has all unpleasant qualities in himself and therefore is also to be addressed as opponent of God. The original element of God is love. All beings have emerged from him and therefore likewise have love in themselves. But since eternal love does not force, but leaves freedom to all created beingness, the being itself could also oppose the law of eternal order. It could think and want in the opposite way, which means as much as that it could step out of the circuit of divine love and changed itself into a being which stood outside of divine order. It did this, it became loveless, because it no longer accepted the divine love illumination. It became a completely different being than it had originally emerged from God. And as long as it therefore moves outside of divine order, it is distant from God and unhappy. But it can change again at any time to the former perfect being, which it originally was. But this always requires a voluntary submission to the divine law. It requires a completely changed thinking and wanting. It requires a change of love in free will. Then the being again incorporates itself into the law of divine order and can again approach God and finally merge completely with him. But the approach to God, the union with him alone, is happiness. What is away from God is unhappy, because love alone gives happiness and bliss. Without love, on the other hand, the being moves in an unhappy state, exactly because it is outside of divine order. But love is free, it cannot be forced from a being, yet every being has a divine spark of love within itself as soon as it walks across earth as a human being for the purpose of final testing. And this spark of love makes it possible that the human being can completely change into love again if he wants it. All beingness must voluntarily enter the state of perfection, for this also belongs to the law of divine order, because only that is value to which man decides in free will. And love remains supreme law and will remain so until all eternity. Bliss is guaranteed through love alone, because lack of love is not part of God but belongs to his adversary, who stepped out of the eternal order and will also remain in his loveless state for eternal times. But that is why also all wretchedness starts from him. Everything is done from God to lead his creatures to perfection, what however presupposes the voluntary return to him, which only love brings about. Again and again men are told, those beings which once stepped out of order. Love is preached to people and God's will is announced to them so that they can accomplish the change to love of their own free will. But then he also safely reaches highest happiness, because he has entered divine will and now also again dwells in the love current circle. That he is continuously flowed through by love power and can create and work in happiness. But without love this happiness can never be expected, because without love the being is property of the opponent of God. Without love it is in the defense of the divine love power current. It is darkened and powerless and therefore also unhappy, because it is far from God. And its state will remain so, and if it lasts eternities, because God cannot and will not depart from the law of eternal order, because he himself is most perfect and also all beings must be perfect to be able to unite with him to eternal happiness. Amen.